This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The top general, at U.S. Space Command acknowledges expensive infrastructure that exists in Colorado would need to be duplicated if the mission moves to Alabama. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Army General James Dickinson has been in charge of the command since last August. It's based at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, yet President Trump announced in the waning days of his tenure it would move to Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn has been a harsh critic of Trump's decision, and he questioned Dickinson during a subcommittee hearing.
If the military was told to put Space Command in a cornfield in Iowa, you know, they could do it. You know, we can do whatever we want, but why do it when it's working so well where it is right now?
While acknowledging the additional cost of the Alabama move, Dickinson still approves of Trump's decision. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
President Biden opened an international climate summit today, pledging to accelerate cutting greenhouse gas emissions. CPR's Sam Brash reports that goal aligns with Colorado's target.
The president told world leaders the U.S. would cut its emissions to half of 2005 levels by 2030. That nearly doubles a 2015 promise from the Obama administration.
We're bold. We're unwavering in the pursuit of jobs and innovation, science and discovery. We can do this. We must do this, and we will do this.
Colorado set a similar emissions reduction goal in 2019. But in both cases, environmental groups want President Biden and Governor Jared Polis to offer more policy details and explain exactly how the government will bring the target within reach. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, hundreds gathered in the Shiloh Temple in Minneapolis this afternoon for the funeral of 20-year-old Dante Wright, killed last week by a suburban Minneapolis police officer. Plus, union groups are trying to keep moderate Democrats in line on President Biden's jobs and infrastructure proposals. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin raised concerns about proposed tax increases on corporations. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Denver is at 51 degrees, Colorado Springs 58, Vail 37 with snow. This is CPR News.